we're going to continue to do that tonight. So I'm going to leave this up here. And if you haven't got a chance to say what you'd like to hear shared, I guarantee if you put it on here, I'll share it. And we'll get to the bottom of some things, and we'll be blessed. Amen? Amen. Well, this is communion service, open to everybody. We have an open communion here. On the other hand, nobody has to take communion that doesn't want to take communion. We understand that. We just want to be here to bless you. We're just here for you, however we can be. And having said that, I'm going to start right now in Psalm 19 and verse 14. We have been on this verse quite a bit recently, and I'm going to use it, and I'm going to share with you for the next few minutes on the subject, the words of your mouth. What's coming out of your mouth? Sometimes me and my sister Kathy will get into a little ruckus, and I'll say, Kathy, please, shut your pie hole. And she laughs. She loves when I tell her that. It lightens the mood. But here's we're starting with a prayer. You know, when you take communion, one of the things you want to be doing is talking to the Lord. You want to pray. And this is a prayer that just relates to all of us in one way or another. And here's what it says in my translation. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you. I'm telling you, that is a great start for any day. That's a great start to be thinking about. May what we think, may what we say be acceptable and pleasing to God. And somebody put on there, Brother Angelo, would you preach about cussing? So tonight, we're going to be preaching about cussing. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. We're coming to church. This lady messed up in her driving, and it triggered me. I said, Mill, lay hands on me, slap me, do something, because I've got to go to church and preach about cussing. And I just, but I cut it way short. This, I don't want God to kill me while I'm up here. Amen? So I, but you know what? It took them just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. I'm 74, because he's still working on me. Amen? And he's working on you too, and don't act like he's not. Amen? But we're going to talk just for a moment on cussing. You know, Jesus said something that I think is very important. He said, whatever you're meditating on, whatever is in your heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so I have to really ask myself, and I've really been thinking about, I've known for several weeks that I was going to be preaching on this subject, and I think I want to do better, and I want to please God. And every morning, Millie and I start, and we say, Father, into your hands, we commit our spirit. Just as Jesus said, last words on the cross. And Jesus is our example. So what we have to do is what we're thinking about, and we know this here. We've got other great subjects that we got. I can't wait to preach them one after the other. But you've got to have your heart in the right place for things to work out right. And we cannot tell ourselves. See, we talk to ourselves. The woman with the issue of blood for 12 years, she spent all of her money on physicians and did not get any better. But when she saw Jesus coming, you know, Jesus is here tonight. She said to herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. And she made her way through that crowd, hundreds and hundreds of people, crawling on her knees, and got to where Jesus was. And she grabbed the hem of her garment. And all of a sudden, Jesus said, "Who touched me?" And the disciples said, "Lord, you got bunches of people around you." And he said, "No, virtue, power has, somebody made a demand on the anointing. Somebody came to me with a pure heart, just saying, I want something, I know what I want, and if it's one thing I've learned to believe in, is answered prayer. I don't pray as an exercise. I don't pray to put an ending on something. I believe, and when I pray for something, if I don't see it happen, more times I wonder why that didn't happen. Sometimes God might share with me, or sometimes he might not. But we have got to get a hold of ourselves and realize we have to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ and what Christ is expecting out of us. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians. We need to take every thought captive. And we can't just say this, that, or the other and be off color. It's what I mean by that is we live in a society, we just can't do our best when we're like that. So I open up with this verse here, and it's a prayer that we can all pray about this subject. If sometimes we have a potty mouth, or for many, many other subjects, we can use this prayer here. And, you know, Jesus said people will say what is in their hearts. And you have to tell yourself that foul language and cussing and swearing is sin. You have to, that it's not acceptable to God. It's not the right way to be. It doesn't go along. You wouldn't have somebody come into church here and say, "Well, hey, brother, how the blankety blank are you today?" Would you? I have had that happen here. I mean, I've seen a little bit of everything over the years, and I said, oh, come here. Could you think of any other word? What kind of words, Pastor? Well, how about, hey, how you doing? It's Sunday. Amen. But I'm preaching on the words of your mouth, the words of my mouth, okay? And let's look at Colossians chapter 3 and verse 8 in the New Testament. I am using tonight my New Living Translation because it brings things out in a certain way that I think will help us to understand. And it couldn't get any clearer right here. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 8 says this: "But now is the time to get rid of anger." You know, when I'm triggered, people, they trigger, you know what that is. If somebody says something, it's just all of a sudden, you just before you know it, you're thinking or saying, or you're unhappy with what they're doing. And the word says not to speak like that, to be slow to speak, to be slow to get angry, and to be quick to listen. And the word says here something that's very powerful: "But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language." That's in the New Living Translation. Is that what it's showing up there? Yeah, that is. It's. I think if we just realize, you know, I grew up in a culture. I grew up in a large city. Everybody I knew, all my relatives talk like that. All the people over me talk like that. And, you know, I've been working on that. And I'm not, sweetie, am I doing better than I used to? Yeah. And she doesn't lie. She doesn't ever lie about anything. And let me show you. Millie, who is the best husband in the whole world? I'm just teasing you, sweetie. But the word, it just comes right out and says it here. But now is the time to get rid of. And you know, when you see me tonight examining my heart right before we take communion, this is one of the things I'm talking about. Because it's really, you know, it's not a good example. And I've been a bad example to my family and to others at times. And I'm trying like never before. You only have so much time to work out your salvation, and then it's graduation time. As it speaks in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, when somebody dies, their body returns to the dust of the earth, but their spirit goes to the one who gave it, and for further processing in the next life, of course. So, we have to. You have to tell yourself that foul language and cussing and swearing is sin. It's not a mistake. It's a sin. And what I mean is we talk a lot about getting the blessings and speaking faith and many subjects, of course. But we have to also address things that were, how many of you got things that you're working on? Just like I do. Amen. We got, and you know what? As I look and examine the life of the Apostle Paul, all through the scriptures, all through the letters, he spent his entire life working out his salvation. And that's what he taught others to do. Leave every person to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. Well, I'll leave that to my pastor. Well, no, that's not how it really works. I'll leave it to this person. I'll leave it to my parents. The old account was settled long ago. One time I went and shook hands, and I'm fine. No, actually, it just doesn't work out. I think one of the saddest things and shocking things that happened to me when I got saved, I had a very radical experience when I got saved, was the first time I sinned after I saved. And I thought, man, you mean I can still sin? And it was heartbreaking to me. And I could feel it was disappointing to God. And if you love God, the best reason to do something for God is not because you're afraid of him, because you love him. You just love him, and you know he deserves the very best from us. Amen? I'm preaching for the next few minutes the words of your mouth, the words of my mouth. And tell God, God, I renounce cussing. Cussing is a sin. And I confess to you that I'm wrong when I do that. Help me. Do you know that if you ask God to help you with anything, that he'll help you with anything? Anything that's important to you? Let's look at James chapter 1 and verse 26. And there's so much in the Word of God about every subject. And all you got to do is open it. As I've said many times, you can talk to this phone and ask, I need Bible verses. That's how I prepared this message. I just took two or three. There were dozens and dozens of about this subject, about bad language. But in James chapter 1, the Word of God says this in verse 26. If you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself. Now, that'd be all right if somebody at school or you just heard it on a TV commercial or your parents say that to you. But this is the Word. This is the word that we are trying to fashion our life after. And it says, if you claim to be religious but you don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself and your religion is worthless. Begins with your tongue. And what you say begins in what you think about. How you take offense. Well, when do you forgive somebody? As soon as they upset you, you try to forgive them. And then do what the word says. Be slow to speak. Be Be quick to listen and be slow to get angry. I have been at times quick to get angry, and it's never worked out for me. Not one time has it worked out for me. It doesn't work out for anybody. And some people have a calmer being. My wife, God knew what he was doing when he put Millie and I together, because if she ever gets angry, you never know it. But if she does, she'll just be quiet for a while. And I want to be more like Millie when it comes to that. And so does Kelly. How many of you want to be like that? How many of you like that? Okay, that's good, Kayla. Millie's like that. I'm sure there's others of you. Cheryl, I'm so glad that you came. I don't know if you know how much it touches my heart when I get to see you. I feel like you're a person. You're trying to make. You're trying to do the right thing, like never before in your life. Isn't that true? It's just the time. We've lived long enough. We've looked around us, and we've seen the way things happen. And something is telling you, daughter, if you'll let me help you, God wants to turn some things around for you. Do you feel that? Yes, I feel that for you. I feel that for everybody in this room. God wants to. What'd you say, hon? Yeah, 5:30 is the Sunday night thing. Yeah, but we're glad you're here. Thank you for coming back. Father, bless her. Bless Cheryl. Lord, she's a seeker. Lord, show her how real you are, how much you care about the things that concern Cheryl. Help her, God, and everybody in this room. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. Now, I've got three steps here that I derived, and I have to use them myself. And honest, I'm trying, but I think it was appropriate to tell you the truth. I just had a little problem on the way to church. Now, and here they are, three little things. Number one, you know, there are things in my life that I have gone back and forth thinking, well, maybe it's not a big deal, certain things. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But I think to get free from anything, the first thing you have to do, we'll talk about cussing, is settle it once and for all that cussing is sin in your life. That when you're doing that, you're sinning, and you're going to have to ask for forgiveness, and then work on it till it's gone. Now, honest to goodness, I am way better than I was, but I have not arrived. And I'm comfortable saying that because Paul was an old man when he said the same thing. I'm not talking to you like I'm arrived or anything. I'm working on it myself, is what he said. Number two, confess and renounce cussing to your Heavenly Father. If you have that problem, you know, we're going to examine our hearts in just a moment, and then we're going to take communion. Tell them, God, I renounce cussing. And say, you know, when you say something out loud, when you say something, it means more than when you just ponder on something. When you, is there anybody? Well, I don't even want to go there. But anyway, I don't want to say, is anybody that thinks it's okay? I don't want anybody to. I don't want to know if you think that. Wait till my. I don't want to know if you. Let me just put it to you this way. How many of you knew from a pretty young age when you said certain things or somebody else said them, they wasn't right? Anybody? Now, how many of you, like me, you did it anyway? How many of you, certain things that God's trying to work out of your life, it pricks your heart when you have a bad day with it? You know, that's a good thing, that you still have a heart for God. You still have a heart that's tender enough. Your heart is not hardened. You don't have a reprobate mind. You still, things grieve you. You know, when you can be grieved about yourself, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And then third, ask God to help you. Stop cussing. I've been asking him now more and more, and I've done a lot better. You know, last verse tonight, we're going back to Psalm 19 and verse 14. We're going back and we're going to finish where we started. Thank you for being so attentive. My hope is that you heard something that inspired you to get a little closer, to take another step closer to God. Because in Psalm 19 and verse 14 is a prayer. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you. Could we say that together? Everybody say with me, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O God, my Father. Amen. Let's take that moment. We're going to take communion. And then we've got a food giveaway here. Great, great stuff. And we want you to take it and take it and take it and have it. Let's examine our heart before God.